Denise, can you come into my office for a minute?
Sure. How can I help?
Oh, there's no problem. I just want to have a little chat. You seem really tired.
Oh, don't worry. Nothing an espresso can't fix. I'm on track for all of my deadlines.
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with your work at all. You're not in any trouble. I'm just worried about you. Are you getting enough sleep?
It's not been great, to be honest. My husband has just started working nights recently, so I'm alone in the house with the kids, and I don't sleep as well when he's not there. There's no real problem, but it's like I hear every single little noise in the house at night. I wake up several times a night, and I often can't get back to sleep.
I've done that. You lie awake worrying about how you're awake, right?
Yes. Counting the hours until you absolutely have to get up, and wondering if it will be enough for you to get through the day.
That's the worst. If little noises are waking you up, have you tried listening to white noise at night to drown out the little sounds?
White noise?
Yes, like the sound of the ocean or rainfall, the sound of an electric fan even. It's just gentle noise, and I find it really helps. It covers all those little noises that might wake you up if it's silent, but your brain doesn't register it as something to focus on.
I might try that. It's an interesting idea.
What about your phone? Where's that when you're in bed?
If I'm being honest, often in my hand. I sometimes check emails and texts if I wake up in the night.
That doesn't help the situation. It gets your brain working, which stops you from sleeping. Also, the light from your phone will make your brain think it needs to be awake. If you can, it's best to leave it in another room.
I know it's not good for me, but with my husband not around, it makes me feel safer to have it close by.
I completely understand that. Maybe just putting it on a table across the room would help, just so it's out of reach but still there if you need it. It'll be less tempting to pick it up and look at it if you wake up.
Yes, I could do that. I really should try. I'm terrible with my phone.
You could also try having a warm bath before bed. I find that helps. I also try and keep the room as cool as possible, as I sleep better that way. Having a warm drink of herbal tea or milk, I find that helps a lot too.
Oh, that's an idea. I've got ginger tea, which I like, but I hardly ever drink it because I usually need caffeine.
Well, give that a go at night. And Denise, I tell you what, who's at home now?
No one. Why?
Why don't you take the rest of the afternoon off and catch up on your sleep? Your work will be fine, but it won't stay that way if you're exhausted. I need you at your best, and that means sleeping.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure. Go and have a nap before your children are home from school. Get some better sleep tonight and come back refreshed tomorrow.
Thanks so much. I really do feel like I need it.
It's my pleasure. Let me know how it goes and if there's anything else you need.